This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Herman, hello.
Taryn, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I could be better. I'm just kidding. No, I'm happy. I'm good.
All right. Well, who do you feel is most responsible for this eviction?
Martin. Marty. Yeah, Marty. Definitely Marty. I mean, the man was head of household. The man promised me safety for a week. I also promised him the same if I won. He didn't fall through on his deal. He also backstabbed Gino twice. Was a rogue. Yada, 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 yada. It's Marty. Marty. M-A-R-T-Y.
Okay. Well, as a juror, you have a lot of responsibility. What is your criteria or philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for a winner?
Yeah, I think there's three things. Number one, I want to know what your strategy was in this game. And if you say, I just wanted to go in there and figure it out, see you later. Number two, I want to know specific game moves that you made in the game. If you were absolutely floating your way to final two, well, you can float your way out the house. And number three is I want to know that you were loyal to the people you were loyal with. You know what I mean? Like loyal to. It doesn't have to be loyalty to me. I would just love to see some type of loyalty. And maybe there's things I didn't know. You know, I don't know right now, but if you can explain to me, you know, your loyalty and that in the game, then that'll all go into my decision.
All right. Well, I'm going to run through the remaining players in the game, and I want you to give me your thoughts on their game, how likely you think you are to vote for them if they make it to the final two, and what they would need to do in the game to sort of like get your vote in the end.
This is cool.
Awesome. So let's start with Betty.
Yeah. Okay. So wait, what am I?
Sorry, go ahead. How do you feel about Betty's game overall?
Betty's game is, I think it's been a bit in the back burner a little bit. I mean, she's been thrown up as a pawn a few times. But I think she's made like way deeper personal connections than I think I realized.
Mm-hmm. How likely do you think you would be to vote for her if she made it to the end?
I think I'd be pretty likely. I mean, it depends who, obviously, who's mm-hmm. beside, but my Habesha sister, I mean, it's, I gotta, you know, it's, I don't know. I feel like that'd be a tough one for me. It'd be hard not to vote for her.
What would you like to see from her game I would definitely vote for her?
Oh, I'd love to see her get a W doing something. You need a win. I think you gotta get some type of a W in something. Head of household, veto, shit. Something, you know, just something.
All right. How about Gino? How do you feel about Gino's game?
I love Gino's game. Like, I mean, you got to think like this guy in a showman's, you know, was considered a threat physically the whole time, goes in and wins a mental comp, you know, week four, goes in and backdoors his boy, Kyle, and the showman's is still surviving and not being looked at as a threat. Like that's pretty impressive to pivot that, you know, at that point in the game. So that's pretty good.
If Gino's in the final two, how likely do you think you would be to vote for him?
Yeah, pretty likely. Yeah. Pretty likely. Yeah. It depends, you know,
What about like what if we categorize them as like very likely, pretty likely, maybe, and like, probably not.
Okay. I would throw a pretty likely.
All right. What would you want to see from Gino in the game to like kick that up a level?
I love some more W's. I just think people in power having to make decisions and show their cards and then defend those decisions in the next week. That is like, it's one of the toughest positions in the game to be in, because you don't get an opportunity to play for HOH again. So you have to strategize, come up with the right decision, and know how to defend them for your next week. So I think a W from him or Jace would be admirable. Sorry, leave Jace out of it for Gino.
All right. What about Helena? How do you feel about Helena's game?
She's playing the game. She's in the game. Yeah, she's in the game. She's in the game.
Okay. How likely do you think you'd be to vote for her in the end?
What was the last option?
No? Probably not.
Yeah, I'll take a no for 10,000.
What could she do to win your vote? Just more W's?
I would just say, like, yeah, I mean, obviously a win or something, but like, she would really have to explain to me, because she has been integral in swing vote situations, you know, with T, with Josh's vote. You know, I really felt like she was an important decider in that. We just have to clearly explain to me how influential she is. She was in the game with those decisions.
Okay. How about Jace? How do you feel about Jace's game?
Jace is like his little bug, just so lovable. Like, you know, Jace's game is, it's so non-threatening, but threatening. It's like, you know, goes in, put her on the block, beast comes out and wins like one of the hardest challenges, you know, with, I think it was Cake Masters. Like, just that thing was incredibly hard. And I can't even, maybe didn't, you know, translate, but it was so hard. So yeah, like I think she's playing a great game, and I think she is shielded by Gino, and she does have great personal relationships with the ladies and with Josh, you know, and with Kevin, really good with Kevin. So I just, you know, I think Jace is positioned pretty well too.
What do you think? How likely are you to vote for Jace?
I'd say pretty likely too. I would say pretty likely, but she'd still have to explain to me really what she did personally to, you know, to try. Maybe she was an influence in Gino's ear for certain big decisions when they went two votes, you know, against me, or two votes in a different part of the season. Right. So, you know, if she can thoroughly explain those to me, then, yeah.
All right. How about Josh? How do you feel about Josh's game?
Oh man, Josh, like, I feel like Josh could win the award for the most loved person, beloved person in the house. Like, I mean, got thrown up as a backdoor option, and everyone absolutely rebelled and broke up their alliances. You know what I mean? It was just like, no one wanted to see Josh go. And yeah, it's just hard to, there's nothing you don't love about Josh. So, you know, I think Josh is playing a good game. He's been seen as a threat because I think he's finished second 8 times, like 7 times or 8 times. Roll the tapes. Like, it's, and he even says, he's like, I'm always a bridesmaid, never a bride. And we're like, shit, you know, you're probably right. So, but yeah, he's playing a good game.
How likely do you think you'd be to vote for him?
Oh, even though he absolutely stabbed me in the back here last week, or this, you know, week six with the vote. You know, it'd take me a minute to get over that, but I think I'd say likely.
Okay. How about Kevin? How do you feel about Kevin's game?
Up until this veto, I'd say Kevin was also a participant in the game. One of the participants.
How likely would you be to vote for Kevin?
0 out of 10.
what could Kevin do to get your vote?
I think his one game move in week 6, finally he decided to play, was using the veto. And to put me up and take me out. So if he can give me at least a couple more game moves that he does, then he is absolutely back in the running. But if that's your claim to fame, buddy, deuces.
All right. How about Marty?
Martin. Marty, dirty, dirty game. Filthy. Just filthy. And somehow hasn't had to pay for his sins. Like, I really feel like people nervous to call out Marty, or, you know, were threatened by him playing in comps and winning. And I mean, you know, he's 42. He's not actually 43. So stop with that 43 stuff, but he's turning 43. Shit. I'm 30. Like, you know, I'm not 30 yet, but I'm 30. Like, anyways, But he, yeah, he's playing a good game, and I think he threatens a lot of people, and he's a big player, and people just got to start calling him out and making him pay for these decisions that he's making.
Would you vote for him in the end?
If Marty could get to the end after this chaotic sequence of weeks, it'd be hard not to.
All right.
It'd be pretty impressive.
How about Moose?
My dog, that's Moosey Moose. Moose is playing a very interesting game as well, too. Like, very loud, outspoken, always giving his opinion and always trying to impose, you know, his will when someone's got power. That's Moose. Like, he's never going to change. So it rubs some people the wrong way, aka Week 3 Kyle. But, you know, there's power in that. Like, I think letting people know where you're at and what you think and giving them that can be used against you because you're giving information, a lot of information, but it also can work to your benefit.
All right. How likely are you to vote for Moose?
I don't know how big the Richter scale is, but the highest number on the Richter scale.
All right. What about Summer?
Yeah, Summer's playing like a very like in your face, but like under behind the scenes kind of game. Like, you know, Summer's there. There's no question, you know, Summer's there. But she has been in every powerful discussion within the game. You know, give or take a few, like maybe a couple, but you know, she has been influential in those decisions, you know, with, you know, the decision to put Kyle up, for Kevin to use the veto, for the decision she made in the veto to call out Gino instead of Kevin. Just things that she's done along the way. She hasn't had to have power to make to have an impact on the game.
How likely would it be to vote for her?
I'd be pretty likely. I'm still salty that she didn't vote for me, but I'm sure that'll go away.
All right. A couple of quick ones here. Who's your most likely person you'd vote for? Who's the least likely person you'd vote for?
Most likely Moose. Least likely Kevin.
All right. Did the goodbye message have any messages have any impact on how you saw any of the players?
Yeah, I think Josh's and Kevin's for sure. I think Josh, you know, felt like he couldn't trust me, which was just bizarre to me. Like, I felt like we were almost playing two different games. Like, well, we definitely were playing two different games. Like, so I had blind trust with Josh and Kevin saying that he was, you know, he's been wanting this for a while, and I think he did a good job in hiding that. I didn't feel the threat from Kevin, even though I was threatening his game, you know? Mm. So he did a good job of hiding that from me.
What was your reaction to being told you'd be in the jury?
Oh, like, yeah, speechless. I was already thinking of, you know, which flight I was going to catch and, you know, if I knew how to use a phone again, but, or if driving was going to be like riding a bike, or if I, you know, get into an accident, like I was just totally going in like different directions. And all of a sudden I was going to jury.
There you go. One last one. Who would you have taken to the final two if you had the option?
Jace.
All right.
Yeah. I think I would have had a good chance of beating Jace.
All right. Thank you so much, Herman.
Thank you.